the committee, according to the convention, is supposed to have on its delegations experts in natural or cultural heritage and cultural heritage. At the same time, it's an international treaty, so you do have the political layer, as you described the Washington situation. And I guess it's the balance between the two, and your judgment on the balance, and if the balance, how the balance is at the beginning, has it changed over time? What your perception of that relationship between the sort of professional discussion and the political diplomacy?
It's much easier that I no longer represent the United States, and I'm a free agent and a member of the unwashed public. As far as I'm concerned, there has never been an adequate professional representation on delegations. That has been widespread, it has been commonplace, and it's been unfortunate. Formula-wise, why it may never happen, I don't think that a committee, state party on the committee, should be headed by a political advisor. I think every nation deserves and must have a political advisor for some of these discussions. But that's not head of delegation. It's not second in command. And nobody professionally is going to buck a foreign policy issue of a nation. On the other hand, for the meaty discussions that should be taking place, they should be taking place first and foremost on a professional level. And right from the very beginning, I don't think that the committee has been adequately represented, even though it's right in the terms of the convention. That is one of the lesser adhered to obligations of state parties. And that's very unfortunate. And I think perhaps that's led to this inflationary rise of numbers of properties on the list. You can't ignore it, nor anybody would suggest to ignore the necessity of political considerations in this process. But I don't think that's the primary concern. A property should be evaluated on its own merits and criteria. And then from there, at that point, what might be the implications between countries and circumstances, secondarily. And I think, well, in the earlier days of the convention, there may have been more heads of cultural heritage departments or directors of natural heritage systems within the country, national systems. Those were still thin. And they were weighted heavily. When you looked around the room, there were probably 6 to 7 cultural heritage people to 1 natural heritage person within delegations. And while there may have been technical and professional representation there, that in itself was imbalanced.